Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we cover everything that you need to know to help support you in your first year with baby and beyond. So if you're ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome back to another episode of the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I am your host, fellow mama and friend, Renice, and I am so excited to dive into today's topic. I wanted to bring you today two of my top tips of really helping you to lower, reduce, alleviate stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. I talk a lot about this topic, about stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, because I have a lot of experience with this myself. If you don't know my history, I have a large history, majority of my life, experiencing depression, experiencing severe anxiety, lots of overwhelm in my life. I experienced a lot of postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, postpartum OCD. There were some things that I really went through. And I know that every mom, no matter where you are in your motherhood journey, wherever you are in it, you experience some sort of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. And if you're like me, some of you may have it on the extreme side. So if I can bring you some tips and tricks, anything that I have in my back pocket that can help to support you to make it easier for you in your journey, I want to do that. That's why I'm here. That is why I'm recording these podcast episodes, to make life easier for you so that you can have a more joyful and a happier and an easier experience in your postpartum journey, in your motherhood journey, in your life journey. So today I have my top two. I believe I've talked about these in past episodes, but because there are so many episodes out there that I've already done, I kind of want to recap on a few things. And I also have a few other experiences now that I can bring into these tips and tricks for you. So what are these top two? What are these top two tips that I have for you to make your stress, your anxiety, and your overwhelm a little bit easier to manage, maybe to alleviate it, maybe to make things simple for you? Okay, tip number one. Tip number one, first thing and foremost, is do what feels right for you. And I know this, you're like, okay, that's, how is that a tip? That seems very simple. It is a lot easier said than done. Doing what is right for you. It's hard as moms for us to take the reins and do what feels right for us, because we tend to look outside of ourselves for guidance. We compare ourselves to what we see other moms doing. We ask other people, what are you doing? And think that whatever they do, that that's what we need to do. Instead of following our own instincts, instead of following what we truly feel is right for us, it is so important to tap into your own instincts, your own intuition, your motherhood instincts, whatever word or phrase resonates with you. It's all one and the same. It's following what's right. What you feel is good for your baby. What you feel is the way you want to handle that situation. What you feel is right for yourself, for your own well-being at that time. No one else. Here's what was such a big one for me that I had to really break down and understand, like digest and fully understand. Nobody else is living your experience. No one else. No one else is in your shoes. waking up with your baby all throughout the night. No one else is feeding your baby for you. No one else is bonding with your baby for you. No one else is with you 24/7 with your child, your children, your baby, yourself, your family every single day like you are. This is your experience, nobody else's. So how can someone else give you the correct advice or tell you how to handle a specific situation or do these specific things that are right for you when they're not in your shoes? They can't. Bottom line, they cannot do that for you. Only you can. So you have all of this wisdom, all of this power, all of this knowledge and experience to be able to create this understanding of what you need about what is going to be right for you, your baby, and your family. You hold all of that. So you have to tap into that and remind yourself on a regular basis that it's your decision. Do what feels right for you. Don't second guess it. We talked about trusting yourself a couple of episodes ago. Just trust your instincts. Go with what feels right for you, because you're going to know how you handle, you know, the baby, what diapers you want to use, right? This can pertain to the smallest things, the brand of diapers, the routine, where you want your baby to sleep. And you're going with what your baby's cues are, because not every baby is the same. Not every baby is going to fall asleep at the same time every night. Not every baby's going to sleep through the night right away. Or in my case with my son, he never slept through the night at all until he was like 3 years old. It was crazy. You guys, I barely got any sleep for like 3 years. I could not make this up. And he would not take naps. I called them flash naps for a reason, because I would go put him down and within 5 minutes, oh my gosh, to the T, within 5 minutes, he would wake up crying. The only way my son slept is if I was wearing him. And that was the only way I got that peace of mind and that I knew he was getting ample sleep that he needed. Because he would not fall asleep on his own. And I tried everything. I asked all the people the questions, all the fellow moms. I did research. I tried different methods. Nothing worked. I had to go within and trust my own instincts and do what I felt was right. And what felt right and what worked for me was wearing my baby. You guys, with my son, I never caught a break. He didn't take a bottle. He never took a bottle. He never took a pacifier. I was all of that for him. It was a 24/7 situation with my son. And I had to trust that I could figure that out. I would ask some people some questions, but the things that they said, the advice that they gave, didn't necessarily work for me. It didn't work for my situation. They were not in my shoes 24/7. They were not in the lack of sleep and the stress and the overwhelm I was feeling, the exhaustion that I was going through. I went through so much. I went through like a very, very low place for a very long time, figuring all of this out for myself. And I was fighting my own instincts. I was fighting. I was like, what if this isn't right? Everybody else is saying to do this, but I'm doing this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this isn't the right thing to do. I had people that were judging me for the decisions I was making. And I just, within myself, I was like, this just works for me. This is right. This is, my baby is happy in this situation. My baby is getting what they need in this situation. And that's what's easiest for me and easiest for them. And that's what I'm doing. But people are judging me for that or saying that I'm doing it wrong. And I took that. I really took that to heart. I really, like, sat with it, and then I judged myself for it. And I second-guessed my own instincts, my own wisdom, my own experiences based on that. I really took it in. And I had to really get to the point of saying, I'm going to block all of that out. I'm not going to look outside myself. I'm not going to listen to what people are saying. I'm going to let go of all of those things. And I'm just going to be. I'm going to be in my experience. I'm going to be in my moment. And I'm going to follow what feels right for me. And when I did that, it was so liberating. Oh my gosh. It was freeing to be able to just be in that. I mean, I was very alone in my experience anyways. If you know my postpartum story, we didn't have family. We didn't have friends around, right? There was nobody there to support me. I had phone calls I could make to some people. I mean, this was a while ago, you guys. There was not Zoom calls. There was not FaceTime. There was not, I don't even think there was, that there was like Facebook video at the time. Like there was no like video calling people. It was a phone call. Okay. Very, very different time. Instagram was not a thing. Facebook was not what it was today. Things were very, very different at that time. And we didn't really have internet where we were when my kids were little. It was a very different experience for me where I was at that time. So I really had to learn to trust myself and to go with what felt right for me, what worked for me. And there's a lot of trial and error in that. Just because you try something and it doesn't work out well doesn't mean you're failing. I just want to make that a side note for you to fully understand. We try different things to figure out what works. When certain things don't work, you're not failing. We just learned a way that that doesn't work. Like, okay, that way doesn't work. It's the same way, right? With your baby, you're trying different things. You try different avenues with your kids. Some things work and some things don't. You take the things that work and you go with them. And those are the things that work well for you, that are right for you and for your family. You figure them out as you go. You try the different things. It is okay to do that. How else will you learn? How else will you figure it out? How else can you allow for those instincts to come in, right? It's like, oh yeah, you know what? This seems like a good idea. Let me try this. And you find those things. You find your flow. You find your way. You find your avenue that works well. And you continue with it. And that is motherhood. That is motherhood. You're navigating every single day. So go with what works well for you. I did. And I'm telling you, it's going to be liberating when you let go of what your mom is saying, what your sister says, what your mother-in-law says, what your cousins are saying, what your friends are saying, what the ladies at, you know, at the whatever community that you're a part of is saying. When you let go of all the chitter chatter, all that noise, and you just go inward where it's nice and quiet, where it's just you, and you listen, and you go with that, and you're being in those moments, and you're trusting your instincts, and you're doing those things that are right for you, you will feel so much better. It is freeing. It is liberating. There is literally nothing like it when you step into that moment as a mom. Like, this is my experience. I am figuring this out. And this is what's right for me. This is what's right for my baby, my family. Boom. You got this, right? You feel so good in that. There's confidence in that. So I really challenge you to experiment with this. I challenge you to go with what feels right for you and see where that takes you as you drown out all of the noise. Stop doing practices that everybody tells you to do and do what feels right for you in that area. Whether it's sleeping, whether it's bottle feeding, breastfeeding, when you feed your baby solid foods, you know, where you take them, what education you give your child, whatever it may be. This really goes into every avenue of motherhood throughout the entire time you're a mom. Nobody can tell you how to be a mother to your child. Only you can do that. Okay, so I challenge you, go with that and see where that takes you. I would love to hear. Maybe some of you are challenged with this. You've been listening to everybody else and you're like, ugh, I don't know how to follow my instincts, or maybe I don't know what my instincts are. If you have a question or you have an experience with this, I want to hear from you. Reach out to me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook. All that is in the show notes on how to contact me. I would love it. If you have a question, if you want to share with me your experiences, all of that is there. I love hearing from you guys. So never hesitate to do that. I would love, love, love to hear from you. All right. So that's numero uno. That's the first one. Okay. The second tip I have for you, and this is a big one. This was another one that was hard for me to learn, but once I implemented, it was a game changer. It is to take everything a step at a time. Okay. Take things a step at a time. Take things one thing at a time. Take things a little at a time. Again, whatever phrase resonates with you, take that and use it. Okay. I was trying to do so many things at the same time. As moms, we multitask anyways. I know you have a lot of different things you're trying to do. But if you're trying to do a lot of things at the same time, or trying to get everything done all at once or within one day, you are going to find yourself in stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and eventual burnout. Yep, I said it. Burnout. And I am queen of experiencing all of this. This is why I am such a big advocate for this, why it's one of my top tips. I have experienced burnout on way too many occasions, way too many times in my life. If I would have known these different things, these tips, these tricks, different modalities, I could have saved myself a lot of overwhelm, a lot of low times. You guys, hold on. I'm going to take a sip of water. My allergies are crazy right now, so my voice is a little bit ugh. Okay, so taking things a step at a time. Why is this so important? It's going to help to support you in anything that you are doing as a mom. For me, this is the biggest example that kept coming up. I would dread with every fiber of my being, nighttime. When it came to nighttime, mostly with my son, I had this for a little bit with my daughter in the beginning, but I would dread the night because I would want to sleep. And I already knew based on what I was experiencing that my son was not going to sleep, that there was going to be no sleeping. He was going to cry a lot. I was going to have to be up feeding him. Once I finally fell asleep, it was going to be up again. I mean, you guys, literally, it was like boom, 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 constant. I remember crying while I was feeding him. And again, you guys, he didn't take a bottle. He didn't take a pacifier when my husband was home because he was away all the time with work. So those times he was home, he couldn't help me because my son wouldn't allow him to do anything. It was all me. It was so much on me. So I dreaded the nighttime. It was just something that was so hard for me. And again, I was navigating and figuring things out as well. What is going to work? How can we make this work where he will sleep, etc., right? Especially in those first 3 months. That was the worst of it for me. So I was dreading that. And it would be daytime, or sometimes first thing in the morning, and I would have these thoughts of, I don't want nighttime to come. I'm just dreading tonight already. And I would think about it as I'm doing other things, right? It's on my mind and I'm dreading it. And when I'm doing that, right, when we do this, where we're already thinking about something that hasn't even happened yet, what's the definition of that? It's anxiety. It's anxiousness. So I would put myself into these states of anxiety and I would feel overwhelmed and it would impact what I was doing already that day. It was already like a load of stress and overwhelm on top of whatever else I was experiencing that day. You see how all of this kind of comes together? It will impact how you carry on with whatever else you have to get done. Because you're worried about five other things or something that hasn't even happened yet. And it does. It impacts you. There's research. There is science on this, you guys. Feel free to look it up. I don't have all of the examples in front of me. I just have a lot of experience and a lot of what I've read out there. It can impact you. So if instead of me focusing on what was going to happen that night or what could happen that night, instead I would focus on what I was doing when I was doing it. This was like a practice I began to implement a little bit late, but better late than never. Okay. I was very happy once I began to implement one thing at a time, one thing at a time. I was the person that I had to have the dishes done and the house needed to be clean and then the kids needed to be taken care of and everything needed to be done and things have to be good and the dogs have to be perfect. Everything has to be set. I have to do it all. I was in that mentality of I have to do it all myself and everything needs to get done. So I was focusing on a lot. Dishes, cooking, vacuuming, dogs, the babies, feeding, taking care of kind of myself. I kind of neglected my well-being, to be honest with you. So I really wasn't focused on myself per se, but it was everything else. Getting all of that done, making sure all the ducks were in a row. That is a lot of things for someone to focus on and to get done at once or in one day or at a time, especially in that first year with the baby. There, you have a lot on your plate. There's already a lot to juggle right there. You're figuring out cries and cues and naps and sleep and feeding and, you know, trying to get a shower somewhere in between that, right? There's so much already going on, and to add those things to the plate can be overwhelming. So instead of focusing on all of that, take things a step at a time. Take it moment by moment, right? When you're with your baby, be with your baby. If it's time to feed, you're feeding your baby. Maybe you're eating a snack at the same time. Okay, right? You got me on that one. Like, I'm not saying just do one thing. Like, if you're snacking and, you know, nurturing your body, right? Nourishing your body and feeding your baby at the same time. We're cool with that, right? That's fine. What I'm saying is don't try to be feeding your baby while you're, you know, making dinner. You know what I mean? Don't try to do both of those things at the same time. It is very counterproductive and you're going to feel overwhelmed and you're not going to be able to be in that moment with your child anyways. Take everything a step at a time or one thing at a time. Focus on that one thing at a time. It is going to alleviate and slow down the anxiousness that you may feel. It's going to slow down that overwhelm. When you are taking it a step at a time, your brain is able to just focus on that. It's not tapering off into the rabbit hole of what can cause anxiety for you. You're able to handle more. And honestly, because I do this to this day, I use this all of the time. When I do that, it helps for me to feel more calm and I actually end up getting more done in my day. I make a lot of lists because lists help me. I will put things on the list and I let go of the pressure of getting it all done in a specific amount of time. I look at that thing and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on this one thing. And then I do that. When I get it done, then I can move on to the next thing. I'm not trying to get all of those things done in one day. If I do have several things in that day I have to get done, I take it one at a time. If the one of those things I have to do is something big, I take that big thing and I break it down and I take it a step at a time. By doing this, you are slowing things down. By doing this, you're taking the pressure off. By doing this, you're lowering your stress, anxiety, and overwhelm levels, and it's going to allow for you to not experience burnout. You're going to feel better. So take things, you brand new moms, take things a step at a time. Don't think you have to have it all done. Don't think that the whole nursery has to be done or you have to have all of the things that you don't even need yet, right? If you just had your baby and you're worried about baby-proofing the house, you're in the wrong order. You don't have to have that done yet. You're not even close to that. You have so much time. You're already figuring out baby things, right? The diaper changes and the night wakings and the feedings. Focus on that. Those things, one thing at a time. In your day, one thing at a time. It will save you so much. So much stress. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you're gonna feel a little bit better by doing this. It's a great practice. It's such an easy thing to implement, and you can use this in any area of your life. I do all of the time, not just as a mom, but like in my everyday, in my own stuff. You guys, I'm in school right now. I decided to go back to school to pursue nursing. I'm a mom of two kids that are 8 and 9. I'm working basically full time. I'm recording podcast episodes and building a business. I'm a wife. I have a lot of things on my plate. And if I try to do all of it all at once, and I'm thinking about everything I have to get done, I will constantly burn out. Been there, done that. I've been there in that experience. So instead, I make my list because I love my lists, and I will take it a step at a time. Right now, what do the kids need, right? For getting ready for school. Once they're off to school, okay, what do I need to do? All right, I'm getting ready for work, or I'm recording podcast episodes, or I'm cleaning the kitchen, or whatever it is, I take it one thing at a time. And I do get so much more done, and I feel so much better. And that's the goal here, for you to feel so much better. So those are my top two tips. Number one, do what feels best for you. And number two is take things a step at a time, or one thing at a time, or a moment by the time. Again, whatever phrase works well for you. Those two things, when you begin to implement them, are going to help you to feel better, and they're going to help you to alleviate and lower a lot of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. And it will definitely help you to alleviate burnout, which we will do an episode about burnout as moms, because that seems to be a big thing right now. So we'll definitely get into that at some point. All right, mama, that is the episode for today. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have a topic you want me to talk about, I would love to hear from you. Again, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Feel free to send me a DM in there. I love hearing from you guys. And I will definitely bring that information here, or I will definitely get back to you. I'm really good at that. I always leave like voice messages, like through Instagram and Facebook. I like to leave you a voice memo. So feel free to reach out to me there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode helps to support you wherever you are in your journey. I also would love if you would leave a rating or a review for the podcast. It's really allowing for this podcast to continue getting to other moms that are out there that may need this support as well. They may need these tips and tricks. So those ratings and reviews, they really, really, really mean a lot, not just to me, but to those other moms that may need to hear these podcast episodes as well. All right. Well, until next time, mama, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And remember, you are doing an amazing job. You're doing the best you can with what you have. And that is more than enough. Till next time. Bye. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast, and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening, and I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.